At the time, one Natasha Kemp is the MP for Tāmaki Makaurau. That must be comforting to know, too, after that recount has finally been confirmed. The results have come in, and in fact, Takutai, your lead has increased slightly. A warm welcome to you, Tuhene. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Morena. Tēnā koe. What are the numbers, Takutai?
Well, the numbers, you know, have just shown and proven, that we ran a tight race, a grassroots approach, and we're ahead by 18 in the end, and with a final count of 10,068. So, you know, we're relieved now that we can just get on with the mahi and take our stance as the MP for Tāmaki Makaurau.
Tēnā koe. Well, there's some grueling work in there as we see those looking to form a government suggesting they will erode some of the advances Māori have made in recent years. How seriously do you take that sort of threat, having helped to shepherd forward a lot of mahi in your role at Mandurewa, at the marae there as the CEO, and then to have some of those gains eroded must be of concern to you. It certainly is to the wider Māori public. I'd suggest, what threats do you think that this new arrangement could pose?
Look, there's definitely going to be many challenges ahead for us as Māori. And, you know, what I want to remind our people of is that they have the power in their hands to make decisions. And we saw that through the voting polls with a change in Tāmaki Makaurau. Now, you know, I really feel that people underestimate the power of our people. And with this campaign, we knew that if we could turn and win the hearts and minds of our people, we would be able to move forward and turn that tide here in Tāmaki Makaurau. And we're going to need to use those same approaches to be able to get our whānau to rise up and support their advocacy and the things that matter for us for Māori. You know, we can't afford to go backwards. We've worked too hard. And it's really time now for Māori to continue to come together and to kōrero about the things that are going to challenge us even more. And we need to provide a united front. You know, when I think about the work that we've done here in Tāmaki Makaurau, especially with Te Pai Herengawa Tāmaki and Whānau Ora, it's been because our wins and gains for whānau have been because we've united, you know, as partners, and we've worked hard at what we know best works well for our community. So we're going to have to continue that stance and continue to band together as Māori to rise up and actually challenge those things that you know, that advancement that we've got, and it's not going to be easy.
Tēnā koe. There were many in your corner as you fought hard for Te Pāti Māori to take this electorate, and it's a real feather in the cap, isn't it, for the efforts of many. What would you say of those who campaigned beside you, who stood on street corners with you, who waved placards for you? Many of them literally were from Mandurewa. What would you say of the efforts of those who were in your corner and helped you to earn this success?
You know, my tears of joy yesterday were for our whānau. I'm in the seat because of our whānau, because they believed in themselves. And they believed in a forever movement of Te Pāti Māori. They, excuse me, they voted for their whakapapa, they voted for their mokapuna, and they voted for an Aotearoa hau. And that's what we campaigned on.
You just pause for a second there, sister. I've taken you you off air so you can cough in relative privacy, but you're going to have to get that voice of yours and your singing voice up to speed, because you know how Te Pāti Māori rolls. They caught it all and they waiata. So there's plenty of this coming up across the next 3 years for you, Tash. Thank you for touching on the wonderful support that you enjoyed in the build-up to the election and beyond. You were the CEO at Manurewa Marae. That seemingly raised some eyebrows, and there has been talk of an investigation. I think it's just talk into the use of the marae as a polling booth, given that you were the CEO there. And shock and horror, there was some kai available to people who voted, which is a very Māori way anyway. The Electoral Commission says there's been no formal complaints. Are you comfortable with having the polling booth on the marae?
Look, yes, we are. We provide kai, we provide manaakitanga, tawhānau every day, no matter the kaupapa. And our marae should always be there. It's a safe haven for our whānau to feel safe, to feel comfortable, to come and vote. And not just to vote, but they should be able to connect with their marae at any time that they need to, whether it's for a pāngi, whether it's for a birthday, whether it's for a polling booth. We should never underestimate the mana of our marae and the mahi that our marae do. Our marae are there to serve our people and to manaaki. And that's what Manurewa Marae did. But there is no investigation. And I'm proud of the work that Manurewa Marae did. We weren't the only marae that had polling booths. But the thing with Manurewa Marae is the marae know how to engage and to access whānau and to provide a safe place for whānau. You know, what people don't know is that the Electoral Commission was at the polling booth itself was not run by Manurewa Marae. That was run by the Electoral Commission. They appoint the staff and the management of the day-to-day running. The Manurewa Marae provided a whare for that to happen. And so it's not our role to be part of the polling booth. Our role, though, is to manaaki our community. And we have done that for many, many years, and we'll be there to continue to manaaki whānau for many, many more. Our marae are our last bastion for our people, and we have to provide places and spaces for them to connect. And Manurewa Marae does that very, very well.
Obviously, you're an MP now, so that means you step aside from the CEO role?
Yes, and the incoming CEO with Hilda Peters, she will start to transition into her role. I'll always be there to manaaki our marae. I mean, you never leave. When you're in roles within Māori Jim, you never officially leave. You're always there in the background to mahi.
You might have to go and see Taka Whaiora while you can and get that cough centre. You're right to still talk. I just wanted to touch on whether you'd be supportive of all marae becoming polling booths if it's that much more comfortable for our people than some of the other settings.
Oh, definitely. I am a big supporter of our marae. Our marae know how to engage with our people and connect.
Tēnā koe, I'm going to leave you to that, Natasha. They reckon that a rusty nail is good for a cough like that. It's a whiskey and drambuie mix. But anyway, it's a bit early maybe for that. All the best yet, Natasha. Taku Taimwana, Natasha Kemp is our confirmed MP for Tamaki Makaurau. And I see the World Dance Crew Championships are coming to New Zealand. You, Rawiri, Deb, Takutai, and Hannah might be able to put a ropu together.
Oh, look, I'm sure we can do something. And I actually look forward to this new World Dance Championship coming to Aotearoa. It's been a long time coming, and we always knew it would be good for Aotearoa to run our own dance championship. We are the best in the world. And we have a long history on hip-hop dance here when we were competing for many, many years through HHI. This is a natural transition. It'll be great for our rangatahi. It'll be great for our economy. And, I look forward to seeing this competition come to Aotearoa.
Good talking with you, Takuto. We'll be talking regularly. Congratulations, and there's much work to be done. Mauri ora kia koe tuahine.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Takutai Moana, Natasha, Kemp MP for Tāmaki Makaurau.